Minutes billed as full minutes. Taxes and other charges additional. For details of other charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-888-299-0930 or visit fbc.com/sbcdetails.
This month at Guys Night Out, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is going for the gold, silver, and bronze as we play the Ticket Olympics. Thursday, August 19th at Cape Buffalo in Addison, P1 Olympic hopefuls are put to the test in events such as the Give It To Me Lance Interpretive Dance, a Put It All on the Table Pie Munch, and Head to Chest competition in the Cup Size versus IQ Quiz. All the ticket guys will be on hand to judge the event and pass out valuable gold, silver, and bronze prizes to the winners and the losers. Plus, free food, drink specials, and roundtable comments from our own Ticket Olympic team. From the station that keeps the eternal sports flame burning, Sports Radio 1310, theticket.com.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 177 17 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun for the P1.
Right across the road, the dealerships that will not be undersold.
We can tell a business.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticket.
Texas Rangers snapped their two-game losing streak with a 5-3 win over the Devil Rays last night at AmeriQuest Field in Arlington. This ticker brought to you by Slot Machine Expo International. The bullpen shined once again, throwing three in his third shutout innings, helping Kenny Rogers earn his 14th win of the season, and Kenny has infinite confidence in his pen.
They're tremendous. They're so good that I think Buck can't wait to get to them. You know, it's a good thing, but as a starting pitcher, I want to give them as much rest as I can, and that's my goal.
The win puts Texas only a game and a half back of Oakland in the American League West and a game back of Boston in the wild card race. Tonight, Texas plays game 2 of 3 with the Devil Rays. First pitch is at 7:05, and you can see that one on KDFI 27. And now, for a PGA Championship update, brought to you by North and North Texas Nissan.
From Whistling Straits Golf Club in Colder, Wisconsin, Westwood One presents this special report on the 86th PGA Championship. Hi, everybody. I'm Tommy Tighe. Turning it around just in the nick of time, Justin Leonard has tasted victory in huge events before, since bursting on the scene at the 92 U.S. Amateur and in a British Open and Players title, plus his coast-to-coast putt at the 17th hole of a Ryder Cup match at Brookline, winning it for the USA. He's had his moments. However, things have been rather dry since. This week, 66-69 rounds have him at -9, tied for the lead with Vijay Singh. Leonard realized yesterday's 3-under-par round could have been better.
I didn't play great, but I played pretty solid. And, you know, a lot of times in a major championship, that's all you need to do.
Keeping away from many problems you can find at this supposed Lynx course, he and Singh begin their round at about 2 p.m. local time. On the board, Ernie Els, Darren Clark, Briony Baird. They begin their round later today, one shot back. Steve Flesch, Ian Poulter, each 2-under today. -1 for the tournament. Tiger with a birdie at 2. He's now -1. This is Westwood One's coverage of the PGA Championship.
At CA, we're the management software experts, but we don't just manage servers and databases. Our software helps manage ATMs, PDAs, VIPs, and URLs. Payrolls, road tolls, phone calls, church halls, medical records, financial records, academic records, and probably also some record stores. Imports, exports, ports, sports, and even a few sports. To find out more about CA's commitment to improving everyday life, every day, go to ca.com/radio.
When you've got your health, you've got everything, which is why I look for new ways to protect mine. This is Larry King, here to introduce the advanced protection of Ester E, a new vitamin E from the makers of Ester C. Ester E's breakthrough form protects its antioxidant strength until my body is ready to use it. So do what I do. Take new Ester E. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin E?
And now, look for new Ester E where fine vitamins are sold.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. You might be a ticket fan if you told a former girlfriend, "I still miss you, baby, but my aim's getting better."
All right, 954 on The Ticket. Thanks for joining the T-Box. As we wind down, I want to thank Jason Helm and Sean Bass for being part of the show. D.A. Wybring for calling in and giving us his expertise on the PGA Championship and giving us a little preview of the TPC Craig Ranch. Can't say enough. Really need to get up there and check it out. It's pretty good. It's a great deal and a really good golf course, and I can't wait to go up there again in September when it's all said and done. Real quick, want to thank the sponsors for the Avid Golfer and T-Box Golf Tournament, August 29th. We sold out both flights, 288 players. I want to thank Reebok, North Texas Nissan, Bob Steak and Chop House, Boardwalk Auto, Jack Black Golf at Sarah & Capel, Bockendorf, and Eagle Golf. And they're out playing right now, Whistling Straits, and Tiger is 1-under through 2. Nobody's making a big run today.
Go, Tiger!
So the conditions might be a little rough today. Nobody's going way low, or way high for that matter. So,
all right, I got a question for you. What happened to all that?
This is Gordon.
Hey. What happened to all that? Oh, this, you know, four over wins it.
No wind.
Huh?
No wind. And they moved up the tees. They wussed out. They got scared because they thought the players are going to be embarrassed, so they moved up like 100 yards. And
why did they care whether the players be embarrassed?
I don't know.
Does it seem like the players have been bitching more than normal lately?
Oh, you know, it's funny. Mickelson said yesterday that he goes, "I don't think the course is tough enough." So he's bitching the other way. There's always something going on with these
But guys. The U.S. Open, they were bitching.
Yeah, well, that was kind
more,
of unfair.
Yeah, well, it was kind of unfair, but they were bitching more than usual.
Right. Well, because there's one green that was ridiculous. I mean, it was Disneyland. You couldn't keep the ball on the green even if you placed it on there. It would roll right off. But this one was too bad because this was the story. The course was the story, and there is no story, unfortunately, because they wussed out.
Okay, answer me this. I used to have arguments with sweet Jubb on the air about this.
Right.
I don't understand why golfers bitch so much about course conditions. I always thought that, because I'm a golf idiot, I guess, I always think, boy, that's interesting when the course is really difficult like that, and you got the greatest players in the world attacking this course,
right,
seeing how to win it. But they'll bitch, you know, oh, man, the greens, they're hard. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that rough, that's too tall.
Yeah, that's hard to get out of.
Yeah, it's too bad they do that because it's not like...
Those fairways are narrow. Can you see that?
This is not even golf.
And it's stupid because everybody's got to play it. So it's not like...
Everyone's playing
to one
the same
person.
Course,
yeah.
Right.
So I don't get it either. George said,
well, but, you know, when they make it like that, I mean, that's just not even golf. And I disagree. I mean, I think that's what's interesting is to... See, I think they ought to make the courses harder and harder. The problem is that they've all kind of been the same, so we're used to seeing similar scores. Mm-hmm. But I think it's pretty interesting to, you know, to have an incredibly difficult course and the best people in the world, a group of men, go and try to attack it and figure it out, what's the best way to do this and that. And
well, at least for the majors.
As a novice golf fan,
yeah,
I'd prefer to see everybody right around par,
mm-hmm,
and seeing guys struggle to make birdies and, you know, maybe an eagle here or there rather than guys just annihilating par and, you know, winning the tournament at 20 under.
Par is supposed to be a good score. Birdie is supposed to be a real good score.
Right.
And when they're expecting birdies, like when you go out to those desert courses, like Bob Hope and 30 under wins,
mm-hmm,
or, you know, 15 under doesn't even make the cut,
mm-hmm,
that to me is stupid golf. It's no fun. It's no fun to watch that because
it's fun seeing
the
those
challenge
guys
is struggle. Fun. The challenge is the fun part, not the fact that these guys are, you know, just killing it.
I mean, I couldn't imagine the Tour de France on a mountain stage when the guys say, okay, let's do this mountain stage. Wait a second. You got to put the road flat. What are you doing? That's
there,
no fun to do a mountain
like
stage unless the road's totally
switchbacks.
Flat. Yeah, there's switchbacks and everything. This is, oh, please. This is, we're all mad about this.
Golf is all about bitching, though, pretty much. I mean, it's either you're not happy because the course isn't right, or it's too easy, or, you know, it's too much rough, or there's not enough fairway. It's because what that does is that eliminates the fact that you stink.
Uh-huh.
You can make an excuse for something else, the reason why you're not playing well. And that's what golf is. It's all denial. It's never you. It's everything else.
Well, all I know is in the great sport of cycling, they don't complain about conditions or...
Since when are you a cycling nerd?
Yeah, they just dope up.
That's the only, I don't know. For some reason, I just got into it.
Piggybacking on Junior?
Piggybacked on Junior. Got interested in it because when Junior and I became friends, he was interested in it. And this is, I guess, before the Lance days.
That's how they got interested.
That
looks like a beating, though, that sport.
Well, it is a beating, but the thing is that the guys all ride. They don't call it off due to rain,
right.
And they don't do any of that. They ride the course that's announced.
Golfers are pampered. I'll be
and,
there.
And that's the challenge of it. You know, the suffering is admired in that sport. And in golf, I don't think suffering is really admired or seen as part of the hero story.
Yeah, although, like I said, Phil Mickelson was complaining it wasn't tough enough, so go figure.
Yeah.
Well, it appears that Corby and I's drinking buddy, Justin Leonard, is in the lead.
He's doing good. He shows you don't have to hit it far. He's like 25 yards behind him on drives.
Is he a jerk or not?
No.
I've heard conflicting reports now.
He's how would I describe him? He can be kind of aloof, I would say, but he's always playing with you. I mean, he's always just trying to gig you just a little bit. And I do those little quizzes with him, and you get 2 out of 10 right, and, you know, he try and brush it off. But he's actually got a really good sense of humor. He's just a little guarded.
I think he's like how we would be if we were in that position.
Who's the guy who's
like
a jerk?
How you guys are on remotes. That's how he is.
Whatever. Who's the guy who's a jerk that won't acknowledge Giorgio?
Andrew McGee.
Yeah.
The guy that he played with or against in high school?
I think it was a couple years behind him. But Andrew McGee is a little flighty. Yeah. But that's, if you look at baseball players, it's just as bad.
I just don't know why we accept it from people.
Because they're celebrities? Because you would never take the time to talk to anybody that's...
No, but
person,
but certain celebrities we expect to be nice, and they are nice, but for some reason in golf and baseball, you just accept that the guys are jerks, and then, they're just going to be jerks, and then we enable them because we accept it from the sport.
Let's be honest here. If you had to be on every day in public, not behind a mic in the confines and security of a studio, if you had to be in a remote every single day, and people would ask you the same questions every single day, and you can't hide behind the mic or I'm talking to somebody down line or whatever like that.
Tell me about baby arm.
I think that would get to you after a while. I mean,
explain to me the analogy. So you're saying that if the locker room in baseball was always open and reporters were always in there, or just after the game like they are now?
Well, they're open before the game, too.
Yeah,
well,
before the game. Anytime.
You understand what I'm saying? It's related around an event.
Yeah, well, you're available in public all the time, and you have to answer to fans and listeners and media and whatever. I guarantee you'd be guarded, and I guarantee there'd be days you'd be aloof or in a bad mood, maybe at a bad show or whatever. And you're not going to talk, and that's the only time that guy ever talked to you and ever saw you, he's going to think you're a jerk.
Right.
And it's just the way it is.
We deal with that now, though.
That's what I'm saying, but add on top of that, when I see like a Troy Aikman in public, I mean, he just gets killed.
I don't know how he deals with Troy Aikman, but I'm talking about your standard baseball player.
But they're still
And most people don't even recognize outside of a uniform.
Nick Bierbrot.
I don't know. I just think there's different levels of celebrityism, but everybody gets hammered sooner or later by something. I just don't think it's easy.
I'm so tired of
all the time.
I'm so tired of celebritydom.
You're tired of being famous?
No, not.
You're tired of our culture of celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do people care so much about other humans?
I don't know because
they think being famous is the ultimate, validation. I guess.
Just wears me out.
You're worth being born.
The irony, though, is you spend your whole life trying to be famous and recognized, and then when you get there, you don't have anything to do with anybody.
Right.
Like last night, it cracked me up seeing Allen Iverson at the opening ceremonies looking all hard and not smiling and, too good to be there.
Right.
And
You guys watched that last night? I don't think I'm going to see
it. I was out, and I saw it, up on the TV. I actually had a fun game going with a buddy of mine. We were taking turns, and they would have the graphic.
On a girl?
No.
Oh.
They would have the graphic of the country.
Who finishes first?
Is that a good thing?
It's like a good game.
Yeah.
I was going reverse. Huh?
Switch openings.
What?
Huh? So they would have the graphic of the country that was being introduced at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have the next three countries that were coming up next. And so we would alternate. And we would choose the next country, and we would try and predict the population and the number of athletes for that country.
Uh-huh.
It was harder than you would think. I mean, there are a lot of countries, I don't know, Angola, 11 million, and then it would be like 41 million. I had no idea that country was that big.
We need to do something about that.
Yeah. How does that correlate to how many athletes they had? Anybody have one?
Well, my buddy's Indian, like, you know, from the country of India.
Ugh.
And he was...
Is that Manny?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he
was... The technical support for a computer company?
Yeah. No.
Does he help you with your Dell?
No. Yeah, he doesn't fly over to India every day and work a call center. But he was...
Different type.
He was talking about how India has the worst population-to-athlete ratio in the Olympics.
Uh-huh. Easily. I thought China would.
No. China had a pretty good contingent of athletes, but India has, you know, 1.3 billion people or something, and then they had, like, 17 athletes.
Gosh.
Couscous competition.
And then you would see some, like, little island nations that would have, like, 30,000 people population, then they'd have five athletes.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty good ratio.
Yeah. That's a Jamaican bobsled team there.
What?
Bobsled.
Bobsled.
Okay.
Where's Corby?
I don't know.
He's back east, I thought.
So was Manny born in India?
I don't think so. I think his parents were. I don't think he was. We can get him on the show.
Is he a self-hating Indian?
Yes.
Oh, no. Why?
Like a me?
I don't think he hates being Indian. I think he hates India.
Why? It was one of the greatest countries of all time. Hinduism being brought to us out of there. Buddhism.
Stink.
And its birth in India.
Cows.
Eat.
They don't have the most sanitary conditions over there.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to what?
Compared to regular people. I mean, they could just go to the bathroom in the same river that they wash in.
Conserving water is what they're doing.
I don't know.
Indian floaties.
Higher on the ticket.
They have the world's largest railroad system. You got most of your spices from India.
That's right.
But Greece has the most people in the games because they get to put somebody in every game because they're having the party.
Are you a girl or a guy?
I'm a girl and I never smoked a cigarette. What? I had this voice at 12.
Oh, my.
Is it awful or what?
How old are you?
I'm going to be 40.
What do you plan on doing for your 40th birthday?
I'm going to be in Jamaica.
With your husband?
Bunch of friends.
Or your partner?
Oh.
Your best friend?
No, a bunch of friends, and no, I'm not gay.
You're not?
Oh, hell no.
You ever kissed a girl?
No, I bowed to the penis.
Oh, yeah, well.
Is that an endorsement?
I guess so.
What'd you say?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
What? All right.
Good day.
See ya. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I'm sick. No funeral.
Okay.
Bye.
That was all about
punchline.
So, all right.
So where's Corby next?
Yeah, I guess we'll try to find out where Corby is next.
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. The Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket Squid Supply Drive, benefiting Bowie Elementary School, is good and strong. We're collecting school supplies at every ticket, road show, and appearance, up to and including Guy's Night Out, August 19th at Cape Buffalo. P1s who bring in school supply donations get free Dallas Burn tickets, and anyone who brings everything on the supply list will get a ticket t-shirt. The complete supply list and the collection locations are available at theticket.com. Community service with a sports smile. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
There is a new major player in town in the world of pickup trucks, and that player is Toyota. Why, you ask? Well, they build a better quality truck, without question. Something that's going to last a lot longer, something that's going to get better gas mileage in your average truck, something that looks better, and something that costs less. Very important, in my world at least. So right now, why don't you check out the Toyota Tundra Double Cab. It's Toyota time, the nationwide clearance event, the biggest event of the year. Now's the time to get the Toyota you've been waiting for. So, the Tundra Double Cab, what kind of specials they have? Well, you can get a 2004 Tundra Double Cab with $2,000 cash back. $2,000 cash back. And if you upgrade to the Texas Edition Tundra, you'll get another $1,000 in savings. That's $3,500 in savings on the Texas Edition Tundra Double Cab. Why not at least go test drive one? It drives like an SUV. It's as big as an SUV. So if you see that North Texas Toyota sign in your rearview mirror or ahead of you somewhere on the highway, stop by. If you're in Weatherford, go see Brian Durant at Durant Toyota.
You're listening to E-Brake Classics.
Frito's going to tell us if he knows what the schedule is here. I think. Or is he on the phone?
I'm not listening.
Hey, how many hockey jerseys do you have?
I have none. In your wardrobe.
I have none. I have a rugby jersey. I have an All Blacks from New Zealand rugby jersey. Mm-hmm. I have an Australian rugby team.
That's the only All Black thing Norm has. I'm dumping that. I just dumped
Frito,
that.
Why?
Unbelievable.
Why did you dump that?
That's the name of the team, the All Blacks. That's the team. That's the name of the New Zealand team, the All Blacks.
Don't worry, we'll hear it next Friday.
Well, but the funny thing is, they're all white. Ethnically, they're all white, and they're named the All Blacks because they wear all black, basically.
Maybe the Cowboys should change their name then, Norm.
That's fake Frito. There he is.
Absolutes when it comes to teenagers. They'll break curfew. They'll wreck your cars. They'll wear clothes you don't approve of, hang out with friends you don't like, and absolutely, positively, unequivocally run you out of hot water every time they shower. Norit's tankless water heaters to the rescue. It's really quite simple. Norit's tankless water heaters provide hot water for as long as needed. That's right. Norit's tankless water heaters never quit producing hot water. And they're much more energy efficient than typical water heaters, producing savings up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Here's another bonus. The typical hot water heater lasts about 10 years. The Norit's tankless water heater, well over 20 years. So go ahead, do a load of laundry, start the dishwasher, let your teenager take a 40-minute shower. You'll always have hot water with your Norit's. For more, click the link below, noritzamerica.com. N-O-R-I-T-Z, America.com. So if you have a teenager, you understand. You need a Norit's. noritzamerica.com. Norit's. Always hot.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 17717 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun for the P1.
On the run in Exxon locations through September 30th.
Summer are heating up at Don Pablo's with new fajita loca combos. Get a queso appetizer, your choice of classic fajitas, and sopapilla for just $9.99. That's a queso appetizer, classic fajita, and dessert sopapilla for $9.99. So come in and get crazy before Don comes to his senses.
Crazy like you play.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
The Texas Rangers got back to 500 on their current homestand with a win last night over the Devil Rays 5-3. The sticker brought to you by DART and the Texas Transportation Institute. Tonight, the team hopes to make up some more ground in the AL West after picking up a game on the A's after the Royals beat Oakland last night 10-3. Tonight, Texas plays game two of a three-game set with the D-Rays, and Texas starter Kenny Rogers likes being at home.
I think the guys are comfortable here, and they know that what they're capable of, but still as a pitcher, you still want to go out there and minimize any kind of damage that there's going to be, and you know, we're up 5-1 in the sixth, which is great. You know, it would have been nice to keep it at 5-1.
Tonight, the 1-1 Mike Vasek squares off against 6-5 John Halama. First pitch is at 7:05 at AmeriQuest Field in Arlington. The Dallas Cowboys open their preseason tonight in Houston, and starting quarterback Vinny Testaverde is making his Cowboy debut. Head coach Bill Parcells is not setting a limit on Vinny's fast.
No, I don't have a set number in mind. Just see how the game goes. I'm not going to just jerk him out. I see people doing that, you know, two plays, five plays. What are you even putting him in for? You're not going to get anything done with him.
Tonight's game is set to kick off at 7 o'clock, and you can see that one on Channel 11. And third-round action is already underway at the PGA Championship in Whistling Straits. The leaders are due to tee off around 2 o'clock, but Tiger's day has already began. So far, Tiger is 2-under on the day through 3 holes and 2-under for the tournament. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant with Corby Davidson, Dave Lane, and Gordon Keith. Corby has the weekend off somehow.
He's still tripping balls right now.
Yeah, he went to the Grateful Dead show in New York. How can there be a Grateful Dead show? I thought that they were...
Well, it's just the Dead.
Oh.
They're not the Grateful Dead anymore. It's just the Dead. Because there's no Jerry, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And
they didn't get someone to fill in for Jerry?
Well, they got...
that Peter Jackson?
They've got a guy.
Lord of the Rings?
How funny would that be? Just get a lookalike?
Yeah.
No, I think he said there's some dude from the Allman Brothers, maybe, that's playing lead guitar, playing all Jerry's guitar parts.
Uh-huh.
And then they're kind of... Thank you. Then they're kind of splitting up his songs, uh-huh, singing them. But, yeah, I guess they played some...
How many Dead songs do you know?
None.
I know one, Touch of Grey.
Yeah, Touch of Grey.
The only one,
one big comeback,
uh-huh,
thing they had in the 80s. I don't know any Dead songs. I'm not a Dead fan at all.
I don't understand it. They do have songs, though, right?
Yeah,
they're
well, they're
jams?
They're songs, but they're all really kind of long. They're not pop songs, for sure.
They don't get to the hook immediately?
No. They're slow build.
Oh, no.
But I guess there was some big... concert out in Long Island is where he went.
Uh-huh.
He went with some of his golf buddies, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his rich friends.
So, is this just allowed now? I mean, just any weekend we want to take off?
Well, how has it been different the last year?
Well,
I mean, we have the last... All of us have the last Saturday of the month off.
Right.
And then the other three Saturdays, we're all expected to be here, but if we're not, it's no big deal.
Well... The Saturdays that I've missed that haven't been the last Saturdays have all been part of my vacation time.
Right.
I doubt Corby's taking vacation time right now.
But he was off yesterday.
He was?
Yeah, from the Hardline.
Right. Well, then I'll give it to him.
You want to call him? See,
why was
awake?
Reiner out earlier this week?
That I don't know.
Do we know that? Personal reasons? Personal reasons?
Family reasons or personal reasons?
They just said personal on the show.
Oh.
All right, yeah, we can call him. Rehab. Okay, here we go.
See if he picks up. He's probably still drunk, passed out.
Okay. All right.
You're chilling.
I hate this phone.
Do you have to go on the other bank, maybe?
No, I think I need to just dial it over here.
Put it on hold? Calling Corby Davidson in Long Island, where he saw the dead last night.
Okay. All right. Dial 972-345-1483.
I feel sorry for whoever has that number.
He's not here.
He turned it off.
To page this person, press 5 now.
And leave a message?
Yeah. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So,
hey, Corby. What? Hello?
What's going on?
What happened?
Oh, he keeps hitting something in our headphones. Sorry.
I see. Hey, Corby, just seeing how the acid was. Call me.
All right. So it'll just be Dave and me today.
All
Olympics.
Dave and I. All the time today.
Yeah, so I saw a little bit of this. I, like you, I guess, was out at a restaurant or a bar. Well, I think you were at a bar. I was at a restaurant.
Or I was at a restaurant. You were at a bar.
Yeah, something like that. And up on the TV, I noticed some kind of, you know, the Soleil was having a, I guess, about a 3-hour special.
Yeah, a big show in front of 70,000 people.
And it turns out it's the dang Olympics, and that was the weirdest opening ceremony, just a little part that I saw. There was somebody in a...
The guy in the blue suit.
Like a blue bat costume or something, who was flying above other people.
Was he Icarus, or...
I don't know. It looked like, to me, like when Wile E. Coyote sent off for that bat costume.
See at the end where the woman with E.T. in her stomach gave birth to the Olympics?
No.
But, you know, they had this whole history of the Olympics, all the guys in, like, with rubber hair and body makeup, you know, looking like statues in, like, slow motion.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, the creepy blue bat flying above their heads.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, you know, they get to, like, the 20th century. And the blue bat, like, flies down, and there's just this one woman.
And urinates on a woman?
No. He flies down, and she's, like, got this dress, and he holds the dress, and she walks out of the dress. And she's just in, like, this nightgown, and she's pregnant. She's got this big, fake, pregnant belly. And she walks down this ramp, and she walks into the big pool that's in the middle of the stadium.
Uh-huh.
And her belly starts to glow, like E.T. And I was really hoping there'd be, like, a little rubber fetus that would fall out of her gown. But she walked to the middle of the pool, and then there was some, like, crazy laser light show, and then that was the end of the big intro, and then they started bringing in the athletes.
What fan of the Olympics thinks that that's cool?
I don't know. You know, it's funny. I was at a clothing store yesterday.
Sounds gay.
Yeah, it was. I decided that I really wanted to buy a new pair of jeans.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to this, you know, kind of trendy store to buy some jeans, and it was right before they were about to close. And there was just the one sales guy in there. And as I'm trying on a pair of jeans, you know...
Need any help with that?
He goes in the back and he clicks off the music. So mm-hmm. It's just stark silence in there. And then he's, like, going at the front and kind of closing the mm-hmm. gates. And he's like, how you doing back there? And I'm like, I'm almost done. I go, I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep you. And he goes, oh, it's okay. I usually wouldn't rush you out of here, but the Olympics start tonight. I've really got to get home and watch the opening ceremony.
Oh, no. Jeez. He probably loved the blue bat.
Oh, I bet you he did.
You know, and I guarantee you, this always happens this way. The person who was in charge of that ceremony had no knowledge of what any sport or sporting event.
Oh, gosh.
And they think that's the most important thing, this little opening ceremony thing we're going to do.
This is going to set the tone for these games.
All right. Hey, we got to hurry. We got to get this event started tonight. So tell them that we're running late, and they're just going to have to deal with it.
Do you see that we only have half of our extras with their body paint on? Hold the show.
Vomit. All right, and...
The other thing that was funny?
Yes.
At the very end, they have
to... You don't have to scare me so badly to bring up the next point.
At the very end, you missed this part. They had a guy running with, not the torch, but like an Olympic flag.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had like a white ribbon, a finish line for every modern Olympic Games.
Uh-huh.
You know, and every time he would run through one of the ribbons, you know, they would show on the screen, you know, Helsinki 1930, whatever the hell it was. And so I'm just kind of watching out of the corner of my eye, and the dude totally busts, like trips and falls.
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, did he really just do that? But it was staged. He tripped and fell when I guess they skipped the Olympics for World War One.
Right.
And then so he gets up and dusts himself off.
Vomit.
And then he runs. And then when it comes time for the Berlin Games, he takes a knee and bows.
Oh, my
so
God.
Dramatic. Oh, so disgusting.
Okay. Dang Olympics. So are those starting now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, I guess.
Is that just a dry run?
I can't imagine how much preparation there was in that stupid Olympic opening ceremonies.
I hope Greece is ready. You know, they were like, they waited until like last month to start building all the things they need for the Olympics.
Everything's made out of paper mache.
Right. Just the fake storefronts, like movie fronts, you know? Hey, if you want a quick giggle, go to GordonKeith.com. Get to it by going to ticket.com.
Click on Gordon. Blah, blah, blah.
And check out this picture of, what's her name, Eunice Kennedy Shriver. Yeah, Eunice Kennedy Shriver. You know how they say women become what their mothers are? Eventually look like their mothers. But look what Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be married to.
Skeletor.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, it's 10:25 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
This is Kevin Scott. Join me and sooner or later on today from noon to 6 for Ticket Sports Saturday. We'll be getting you ready for the Cowboys scrimmage with the Texans. First time they'll take the field, and we'll be previewing that all day long. Also be covering the PGA Championship, the plan up in Wisconsin, and we will give you updates on that throughout the day, as well as a wrap-up show on that at around 4:30 with Rick Arnett of the Teabag. Also, we'll be previewing the Rangers game with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. They'll take the field at 7 o'clock.
It's the Ticket's E-Brake Classics.
A three-year-old made a mouth noise, even like, or whatever.
No, you blew the quilt and your three-year-old off the bed.
I didn't blow any quilt or anything, but it did stop down when this noise was made on Wednesday morning.
Hey, if there's one thing North Texas has a hard time getting its monetary support, and the guy who runs...
What is that?
That was Scotty.
It was not.
Passing gas and blaming it on the kid.
That is ridiculous. How old is Scotty?
He's three.
There's no way that sound could come out of a three-year-old.
He did that with his mouth.
No. Wow. That was clearly one of your bear expulsions.
Oh, he just cleared things up. He said he just did that with his mind.
So now he thought and made you fart.
The guy who owns GalleryFurniture.com is a North Texas grad.
Boy, I sound like Ron Maestri.
How do Norit's tankless water heaters work?
Norit's water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or a hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs, whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
water.
How much money can be saved if a Noritz tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Noritz tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NoritzAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Noritz. That's N-O-R-I-T-Z America.com. Noritz, always hot.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 177 17 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun. Fun for the P1.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Bliss bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
Dallas County Fox Production. Learn more at WAMU.com. Washington Mutual. More human interest. Deposits in lines of the Nissan Titan. Of all the thrilling lines that Nissan brings you, this could be the most interesting. The bottom line. At the Nissan National Sales Event. Now get 1,000 cash back or 2% APR financing on select new Nissans. That includes the stylishly redesigned 05 Nissan Altima and the all-new 305 horsepower V8 Nissan Titan. Altima, Titan. Two incredible Nissans. One remarkable event. See your Nissan dealer now and get the bottom line. 1,000 cash back or 2% financing on select new Nissans. But hurry. September 7th is the end of the line. The Nissan National Sales Event. Nissan. Shift the possibilities. Take delivery from new dealer stock. Financing for well-qualified...
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
NCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
God almighty!
Cowboys fans around the Metroplex are bursting with excitement over tonight's preseason opener with the Houston Texans. The sticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend and TiVo. The focus on tonight's game will clearly be on all three Dallas quarterbacks, but Bill Parcells feels all three of his quarterbacks are prepared.
I think they've had pretty good preparation. I think it's just a question of getting them in there behind the team. And I don't look at these guys any different than I looked at Drew Bledsoe.
The 7 o'clock kickoff tonight at Reliance Stadium in Houston, and the game can be seen on Channel 11. Later tonight, your Texas Rangers will try to make it 2 straight over the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. The Rangers will start lefty Mike Bassett for the third time this season. He will try to do better than his last outing Monday against Baltimore, where he gave up 5 runs in 4 2/3. Tonight, the D-Rays throw lefty John Halama, who is 3-5 with a 5.94 ERA against Texas in his career. First pitch is at 7:05 at Ameriquest Field. And at the PGA Championship, Tiger Woods is 3-under through 5 holes, as well as 3-under for the tournament. He is currently 6 shots back of leaders Justin Leonard and Vijay Singh. The leaders will tee off later this afternoon at around 2 o'clock. This ticket ticker is service of Goodyear. Now through August 28th, get up to a $75 cash card with the purchase of 4 selected Goodyear tires. Call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details and talk to the retailer nearest you. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, minus Corby, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Masking agents are in use during the Ticket Olympics at Guy's
10:32
Idaho, Thursday, August 19th at Cape Buffalo in Addison. Live from 3
Please
to 11 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Let me just turn off the TV.
Wait a second. Hold on. Don't tell me. Who is this? From Tales from the Edge or something? What is this?
Material Issue.
Material Issue, yes.
All their songs are about girls.
Yes, 10:33 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, our special Olympic edition of The Rant.
Hey, I have a request for the Rant P1. I don't know if you know this, Gordon.
Yes,
but Dave.
Oh.
The Curiosa Festival is at Smirnoff today.
You want to know when The Cure hits the stage?
Well, I'm wanting to know when everyone hits the stage, because it's Mogwai, it's The Rapture, it's Interpol, and then it's The Cure.
I've heard that Interpol is good. Somebody told me that.
Yeah. Was given a leaked copy of their new record that's coming out this fall. Really good. If you like the first Interpol, you'll love the second one.
Follow up me!
So if you would please email me at dave@gordonkeith.com, and if you have any news as to the Curiosa schedule, when fans are going to be going on today, I'd really appreciate it because I can't find it anywhere.
I'm so tired today.
What did you do last night?
Nothing.
Nothing? When did you go to bed?
Some stuff, but I can't tell you on the air. Midnight. Not that late.
Did you fish it out?
Tried to. I had one of those embarrassing times this morning where I just basically abandoned it.
Couldn't work it up, or?
No.
Couldn't finish it?
What do you mean? What do you mean by that part?
Your coffee.
Yeah. Just like they're spasming bed a few times and I can't do anything.
How does it go from so violent to nothing?
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking your phone calls. 214-787-1310, our special Olympic coverage. You see also where the Hurricane Charlie hit Florida. And it always makes front page news when a hurricane hits the mainland for some reason, although we knew it was coming.
I have a story.
Hello?
I have a story.
Is this Corby?
Yeah. Did y'all call?
Yes.
There are people dead in Florida, and you're interrupting it. Go ahead. Let's hear your story.
The hurricane is coming. I'm in New York covering the hurricane, and it's coming this way.
Wow.
So is it going to cancel the Dead show?
No.
Sure, Julia Child died.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
92.
If you would have done E! News yesterday, you would have known that.
Wow.
By the way, did you know that they had Meredith and Jamie fill in for you.
I heard that.
They did a nice job.
Was it sexy?
It was very sexy.
Good.
Hey, it says here that Joan Osborne is now the lead singer of The Dead.
No.
What is that about?
No, that's totally wrong.
Okay.
Was there a show last night or is it tonight?
Last night. We went last night.
It doesn't sound totally wrong because you make it sound like, well, there she was. She did.
Well, she was part of the band for like the last year or so, and now she's not. But she joined them on stage, I think, a couple nights ago, and she made tonight. She's not the lead singer.
She didn't get up there and sing Touch of Grey?
She may get up there and sing background vocals and stuff, but she's not the lead singer.
She's such a
Did she have
thing.
Any other song than the God song?
You're just so dumb. But
you don't know anything about The Dead.
I like that God
totally
song.
Totally out of it, man.
I used to hate it. Now I like it.
I hate it.
Really?
I hate it forever.
She's the one that, what's the God? It's the days go by and go so by.
When y'all go back on the air?
We're on the air right now, Corby.
Oh.
How was the show last night? Give us a review.
It rained really hard. So that was kind of a bummer, but it was okay. I mean,
so it was like Woodstock, dude. Shut up. Shut up. So it was like Woodstock, right?
Can't fight for him. Yeah, it was very Woodstockian with the rain and the love and, you know.
It says the Pope he'll be Rome.
And stuff like that. But anyway, I just want to give you guys a hurricane report that it is approaching.
So when did you get to New York? Thursday night?
No, yesterday morning. We left at 7.
Okay.
How are your rich golf friends?
Good. They're all very good.
This is Corby joining us. And so anything fun happened so far? Where are you staying?
We're staying at in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
In Hump Hog or Hog Hump or something like that. Hog Hump.
Yeah.
And it's been very uneventful so far. Although there's been lots of eventful things that I can't say.
And so are you going to the show again tonight or what
are
you
doing? We're going tonight.
And you and your friends gotten horny?
A little.
Hookers? Rich guys love hookers.
Did you put an agent up on a meat hook?
This isn't very bad things.
Was she an Asian or an Amerasian?
I don't know. Does it matter at that point?
She was a hot little Amerasian.
Yeah, she was. Do you like that scene in Very Bad Things when you can just...
Because now I know when to time it.
To
you know,
see the trouble brewing?
You know exactly, you know, when to complete the task. You know when she's going to be hung on the meat hook, and so you can...
I don't know, I'm not talking about that.
Literally set your watch to it and just...
Stop it.
Go to town.
Set your clock to it.
Mm-hmm.
With that guy with the glasses, and he starts freaking out.
Smashes the table.
Yes! It's so creepy.
What Coke will do to you, man.
How do you know?
That's the Very Bad Things told me.
Oh.
Is there any Coke on the trip?
I would venture to say that last night in Jones Beach Arena that you could have found that.
What about acid?
I'm sure you could have found that, too.
Did you?
No.
Whatever,
I'm
dude.
I'm 39.
You're 42.
Sorry.
Oh.
No, this is just a purely fun time music fest for me.
Cocaine.
So what's your wife doing?
She's at home.
Hmm.
It's all over there.
Alone?
Yes.
Really?
Matter of fact, why don't you go check on her after the show? And you can go see they've completed construction on the west wing of our home, so.
Actually, it's the east wing.
The new addition?
East wing. Wing.
All right, well, when you get home, you'll find your wife's legs tied to the bedpost.
Orange ball gag.
Laying in 2 days of her own mess.
Leave her like a little bit of just like steak to eat and see if she'll resort to eating it.
Right, because she hates, she's not a meat eater.
Right, but just if that's the only thing that's available for
right.
her to sustain, then just see if she'll stoop to those depths.
Oh, she will. Believe me, when you're out of town, she'll be eating meat.
What do you mean? Well, all right. You guys play with it. Have fun today. I just thought I'd call you back. Say hi.
I called her back.
Huh?
All right, Dave.
Switch places.
We're just talking about what we're going to do after the show.
Yeah.
All right. Tie it real tight.
What?
Make it tight.
Okay, so give us an Olympic update. This is our Olympic show.
Oh, are you guys focusing hard on the Olympics?
Mm-hmm. We are. Yep.
I don't have an update. I'm sorry, I haven't seen much of the coverage.
You didn't watch any of this opening ceremony BS?
No. No, I didn't. And I'm really not interested in it. I was home, so.
Hmm. So how many buddies are you there with in New York?
Three.
And they're all rich?
No, they're not all rich.
Bunch of cokeheads? Are they all richer than you?
Yeah, but, you know, that's not saying much.
Well, you are from Interlaken.
That's a good point, I guess.
Who's the richest of all your friends?
You? By a mile?
Oh, Corby.
Can you agree, Dave, that he's our richest friend?
Corby had a problem. A back-end problem. I'm very middle class, sir.
I would say Craig or Grego is probably richer, but as far as our close friends, yeah, he's probably
richer.
Yeah,
Gordon, you are.
Not true.
I'm sorry.
Not true.
All right, we'll go count your money. Y'all have fun.
Okay, that's not what I'm going to go do right now.
Yeah, you are.
I don't think anyone goes and counts their money.
That's what you do in commercials.
No one has stacks of money lying around.
You take out a briefcase and you start counting.
You count your DVDs that random people come bring you during the show, and then you count your money.
All right, we're taking calls for Corby Davidson. Hi, you're on the ticket. Oh.
All right, I really do have to go.
No, I'm serious. There's the calls for you. Hi, you're on the ticket with Corby.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to find out if I could head over to Corby's house with you guys. I've got to take a tremendous dump.
Yes.
Yeah. Corby just got a new bathroom.
Yes.
No, well, screw the bathroom. Hold his wife down.
Oh, we're on the air now.
I want to not use that.
What's that? Have you christened the new wing?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
Has Julie's Cloud?
Yeah, they played there last night. It was actually, I got an email. There was a huge success. A lot of people showed up.
Do you regret making your Julie's Cloud joke on the air?
That wasn't me. It's a band that Dave made up. It was one of Dave's better moments, actually, but...
Julie!
Did you make sure that you had an industrial strength exit fan?
He does. You got to see this thing.
The new way.
It's like an attic fan. Takes up the entire space of the ceiling.
It's like a big Venta hood.
Hi, you're on, he had like a Viking Range Venta hood installed.
Just above the commode?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket with Corby.
Hey, what's up, Corby?
Hey, brother. Are you black?
Yeah, fool.
Right on.
Oh, fool.
Say, man, I just wanted to ask you one thing.
Go ahead, ask me.
How's New York?
That's good, man.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Have you ever done black before?
Have I what?
Have you ever done black before?
Yeah, like a black guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you like it?
You guys are really talented.
I got nothing.
I thought he was about to finish.
I was trying to stretch it out, let him at least complete the deal.
Hi, you're on to Corby.
Gotta go.
Corby.
Frank.
Did you just hang up on him?
Yes. What a jerk. All right. Well, P1s, you asked for it. There you had it. That was Ask Corby, and he hung up on you, the P1. Very rude indeed. Coming up next, we take your reaction to some of the more shocking stories in the news.
Tonight, the Cowboys take on the Texans in Houston for preseason game number one.
The order of quarterbacks will go Vinny Testaverde, Drew Henson, and then Tony Romo. And they'll all get, a third of the game. I can't wait to see all three of them.
First impressions mean a lot.
I can't wait to see Julius Jones. I can't wait to see Eddie George.
Mm-hmm.
And it's preseason. You always have to preface it by saying that, but... I'm interested.
Then Monday, we're back in Oxnard for the final week of Cowboys Training Camp 2004.
E-Brake Classics.
This is a technical nightmare that Bob and Dan try to fight through as they go to the phones.
Hey, so you're saying... Okay, go...
Let's start working the phones.
Because I want to ask you a couple more trade questions.
Well, you and I will talk plenty, but let's go to the Hockey P1 as well. Jake is on a cell to get us rolling tonight. Hi, Jake. You're on the Stars postgame show. Hello. Stars win 4-2. Jake? Hello, Jake. Speak to us. I don't know if everything's punched up. I heard him, but he can't hear me, obviously.
Maybe
so
Dan can save you.
We'll try to get that worked out. We'll try to continue.
Then
you have?
Let me ask you, as they try to get that, what's that, Turley?
Heidi on a cell. We'll go back to that.
Is this going smooth?
So far, so good. We're professional broadcasters. Hi.
Hello.
How are you? All right, somebody back there is going to have to press the correct buttons, I think. Well, she can't hear us, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Heidi?
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 17717 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun for the P1.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket Shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
Available to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
To take your favorite Mazda for a test drive today.
See HeileyMazdaHurst.com for in-stock specials. Heiley Mazda Hurst, 820 and Pipeline Road.
The Ticket.
The Cowboys have been hard at work these past 2 weeks in Oxnard, but now they get to beat up on somebody else for a change. The Ticket brought to you by CompuGolf and the Crest Auto Group. And with new quarterbacks taking snaps, a new wideout, and two new running backs, Bill Parcells is looking to keep things simple tonight in Houston in the preseason opener.
It'll be reasonably basic. I mean, I don't think it'll be. I think particularly offensively, it'd be reasonably basic. Defensively, sometimes these defensive coaches, you know, they get going pretty quick.
Tonight's game kicks off at 7 at Reliant Stadium, and the game will be broadcast on Channel 11. And now, a PGA Championship update brought to you by Norris and North Texas Nissan.
From Whistling Straits Golf Club in Colville, Wisconsin, Westwood One presents this special report on the 86th PGA Championship. Hi, everybody. I'm Tommy Tighe. Tiger Shark looming. Standing on the 16th tee yesterday, the world's number one player was playing more like James Woods until he got the boost he needed with back-to-back birdies at 16 and 17. Today, he's continued that momentum. Birdies at 2, 3, and 5, and Tiger was making the most of his chances. 3-under through 6, but a bogey at the par 3 7th, he slipped back to minus 2. The co-leaders, Justin Leonard, Vijay Singh, do not tee off until later this afternoon, each beginning the rounds at minus 9. One shot behind, Ernie Els, Darren Clark, Briony Baird, who subscribes to the theory, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
The game plan doesn't change. It's not an offensive-minded golf course. It's still a defensive-minded golf course. Put it in the fairway, hit the green, you know, try to, you know, squeak a couple of putts in. Basically, what's all you can do.
That's what the morning starters are attempting. Steve Flesh, the left-hander, back-to-back birdies at 11 and 12. He's 4-under today, 3 overall, tied with Phil Mickelson, who has yet to begin his third round. This is Westwood One's coverage of the PGA Championship.
You may never play like the stars of the PGA Championship, but if you want to get maxed out and reach your potential, you need to optimize your talent and technique with today's equipment technology. Maxed Out Golf Labs is the official performance lab and fitting center of the Southern California PGA. Visit us at maxedoutgolf.com to see a complete list of our services. It's the best investment you can make for your game. Use science and technology to get maxed out. Go to maxedoutgolf.com.
May I help you?
Yeah, it's just cold. My sinuses feel like they're going to explode.
Sudafed, aisle 5.
My allergies have my sinuses all stuffed up.
Sudafed, aisle 5.
Tell the man what's wrong.
My sinuses. Sudafed, aisle 5.
Sinus misery? Get Sudafed. Nothing stronger at relieving even your worst sinus symptoms. Not even a prescription.
This could just...
Sudafed, aisle 5. Sudafed. Prescription strength sinus relief. Based on 24-hour dose of Sudafedrin.
Radio 1310 The Ticket. Wondering if a crowded elevator smells different to a midget.
.10:53 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is The Rant. Corby is in Long Island. He is watching the dead. He saw him last night. He's seeing him again tonight.
That's great.
That is great. And Gordon and I are killing time with you, the Rant P1, on a Saturday morning, and I don't know where Gordon went. Hey, Gordon. Oh, we got a drink. I'm failing, so.
Why are you failing?
I don't have anything to talk about.
Oh, you're getting tape for your audition reel.
Yeah.
Okay, so, we had, sorry, you mind if I open up an Aspen Edge here?
Aspen Edge.
Woo! Get the party started, Dave! Yeah!
Okay. By the way.
Yes, sir, David. Thank you for being here.
On the Cure website, I found the band start times today for Curiosa.
Yes, sir.
I'll just give you the main stage.
All right.
Mogwai. At 5:30.
Ripped off from Gremlins.
Right. The Rapture at 6:35.
Ripped off from Blondie. Well, I guess the Bible had it a little bit.
Yeah. Interpol at 7:45.
Ripped off from the International News, Police Agency.
And The Cure at 9:15.
Ripped off from Medicine.
And I guess Doors are at 4. If you want to get there early, get there at 4.
All right. Dave, did you see the story? I know how much you hate fat people.
Hate them. Disgusting.
Why are you so sensitive to fat people? It's like, because it's not like both of your parents were fat that, you know, that you just were disgusted by your parents and never wanted to be like them kind of thing. What started your hatred of the fat?
I just don't understand. I don't understand how people can let themselves go.
Uh-huh.
I just don't respect the fact that they let themselves go.
Okay, but that's different than, well, why do you even care, though?
Because I have to look at them.
You fat ass! And it disgusts you so much, it just is viscerally disgusting.
Uh-huh.
Huh. All right. How many do you think this woman let herself go? You heard the story, by the way? The woman on the couch?
No.
Okay. She was 480 pounds.
Yeah.
Doctors get a call saying that she's having problems breathing. So they go over to this place, this address, and this 40-year-old woman was there on the couch. They open the door, and they say the home is so filthy, and she was so large that she couldn't get up from the couch to even use the bathroom. And they had to blast in fresh air. It was overpowering.
Just her body stink?
Her body stink, yes.
So she didn't even have a washcloth on a stick.
Mm-mm. And everyone going in the house had to wear protective gear. So she's only 4'10" tall, too, by the way, and weighed 480 pounds. She lived with a guy named Herman Thomas, who says he tried to take care of her the best he could, and he tried repeatedly to get her up off the couch, but couldn't. So they had to remove some sliding glass doors to remove her from the couch. I mean, to remove her from the house.
So it's like,
and they just left her on the couch.
So it's like, what's eating Gilbert Grape, or who's eating Gilbert Grape?
Yeah. And then they had to load her onto a trailer behind a pickup truck since they couldn't get her in the ambulance. Then they take her to the hospital, and they figure out that removing her from the couch is going to be a little bit more difficult than they thought. Removing her from the couch would have been too painful since her body was grafted to the fabric.
The fibers were like embedded in her skin?
She had grown into the couch.
Disgusting!
Where was all the feces?
It was just 6 years of feces?
Yeah, just piled up around her. I mean, I don't know if that guy that lived with her maybe turned the fire hose on her every once in a while and cleaned it out like a tiger habitat.
Right, or had a circus elephant shovel.
Right. I don't know. They say she had been on the couch for, I think, 4 to 6 years.
Gross. So she dead, I hope?
She died at the hospital, still attached to the couch. They were not able to save her.
Oh, no. So are they going to just have to bury her with the sofa?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Or just incinerate her with the sofa?
So would you buy that couch if it was at a good price?
I would think that it wouldn't be too comfortable once you pried her carcass off of it. Be all sunken in.
Get that pancake flipper and you just have to keep jabbing and jabbing around trying to loosen it up.
Spraying WD-40 underneath it.
Gross. Grafted to the fabric.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
So does she disgust you?
Yes.
Do you hate her?
No.
I do. She is some mother's child. And she's a human being. You have to love her. You have to feel bad for her, don't you?
No.
That's pretty sorry, David.
What was she contributing to anyone?
Well, I'll give you not much. I'll grant you that she's not really contributing to the greater good.
She was contributing less to the world than a cricket.
Okay, that's an odd way of looking at it, but yes, maybe so. So the big test, did she justify her dung? Did her existence justify the fact that we have to deal with her waste, her byproducts of living?
No.
It didn't pass the homeless test?
No.
Did they justify their dung?
That's a good test.
Thank you.
That is a good test. Are you worth more than your feces?
That's what every human has to ask themselves every day.
Every morning when you wake up.
Are you worth the fact that you have to inconvenience society by having to deal with your side effects of your life?
I wonder what her diet was. I guess her roommate, that guy, just kind of like Silence of the Lambs, just pushed a tray.
Yeah, just anything he wanted to, I guess. She's grafted to the couch, she can't do anything. I'm telling you right now, when Corby gets home, after my work is done, Corby's wife will be grafted to the couch.
Julie will be grafted to the couch?
Yeah, she'll be grafted to the couch.
With DNA?
What? What's that? Go ahead.
I used to deliver pizza to a guy that was probably over 600 pounds every day. I'd pick up his mail on my way in. He'd have Blockbuster videos I'd take back for him, and he never moved. And
come in!
Exactly. He had a knife.
You would just put the box, you would take the old box and then put down the new box on the coffee table.
I think he obviously had a caretaker because it was always clean and there wasn't wrappers and stuff everywhere. But
how did he make money?
He was disabled, disability.
Living off the government?
I think so.
He definitely didn't justify his dung.
Sometimes I'd deliver to him twice a day.
So did he tip you for all this extra service?
Yeah. I mean, he was a great guy.
So you got some of the government
money? But you never
saw
him stand up?
No, he couldn't stand up.
Was he grafted?
I don't know that he was grafted.
Or was he planning on being grafted in the future?
He may have been.
I didn't think the government had a graft anymore. Can you still get grafted?
I guess.
Sure. Higher on the ticket. Oh, geez. Higher on the ticket.
Somebody had to make sure that couch wasn't going to fly away. Why wouldn't it be her?
Higher on the ticket. Oh, this caller is more interesting than the last one. Higher on the ticket.
Yeah, tell Gordo that Corby's edition looks really good, and I already untied his watch.
Higher on the ticket.
Hey, does Corby's watch still break bread in her oven?
Really good, and I already untied.
Higher on the ticket.
Yeah, I have a question for Dave. I'm 5 feet tall and 135 pounds. Should I kill myself? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Ooh, good question.
5 foot, 135.
That exceeds your weight limit, doesn't it, Dave?
I think you have exactly 1 year from today to lose 20 pounds and then kill yourself.
All right. Dave's giving you the ultimatum. Lose 25 pounds, then kill yourself.
No, 20 pounds. If you don't lose 20 pounds in a year, then kill yourself. I think that's fair.
Because I think 135 pounds is your weight limit on a 6 foot girl.
Right.
So I would think a 5 foot girl, yeah, it's too heavy for her. Higher on the ticket. Higher on the ticket.
Yeah, if you had to use a tennis racket to pry her up, would she be Steffi grafted? Rock me.
Do me a favor.
All right.
Go back to the dial tone. Yeah, that's better.
You enjoying the show more now?
Uh-huh.
Higher on the ticket.
Hey, did I take some fix to these bicycle riders folks at White Rock Lake and make them fall over and bleed blood?
No.
I wouldn't do that.
Hey, we support bike riding.
Yeah, because they're not fat.
When are we going to ride together, Dave?
We should.
We're on our gay ride together.
What kind of bike do you have? Because I don't know if I want to be seen with you.
Right now, I have a bottom-of-the-line Gary Fisher.
I have like a 14-year-old mountain bike, so we'll probably be a good pair.
We'll be a good pair. I bought mine for, $160 when Sun and Ski was going out of business, and it was like the last bike. There were like, you know, hangers on the wall and stuff. You know, the place had been just deserted. And this is like the last bike they had there. They sold it like 60% off. Higher on the ticket.
Yeah. How do you know she was sitting on the couch? Maybe she had eaten it and it just hadn't come out all the way yet.
That's a hell of a point.
Yeah, that's a good point. Very good point, sir. Thank you for being here. Higher on the ticket.
Is this a ticket?
Yep.
Craven Moorhead, please.
Nobody here by that name.
Higher on the ticket.
Maybe she was trying to transport herself from one pod to another, and she accidentally got there with a couch.
Yeah, I thought about
that.
Like the fly. Yeah.
Exactly, like the fly.
Good point. Higher on the ticket.
Well, we've got some bright colors.
Vote for Gina Miller's boobies.
Higher on the ticket.
Hey, I heard she had anal glaucoma. She just couldn't see her ass.
I'm not even going to get into it. Higher on the ticket.
Hey, the reason that the lady was getting fed every day because of her husband. She said she had to, he would bring her food and she would please him every day.
So you didn't please him every day?
She would just do favors for him. And she would really do really good favors if she wanted like a jumbo check.
You're on the ticket.
Could you get turned on?
No.
Even if you closed your eyes?
I don't care if it's the hottest girl in the world. If she's laying in 4 years of her own feces,
then grafted to the couch.
And is grafted to any sort of major appliance or furniture, that's not attractive.
Okay, but let's say there's no feces around.
Okay.
You're in a totally clean environment,
all
like
right.
A 4-star hotel room.
All right.
And...
But she's grafted to the bedspread?
No, she's not grafted to anything. She's perfectly clean and hygienic. She's just 480 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Is there any scenario where you could do your business?
So the bathroom?
No.
Oh.
Achieve ecstasy.
Yeah. Yeah.
With her. Using her in some way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could ever.
What if you loved her?
Be realistic. I mean, I know hypotheticals
are
supposed to be out there, but
Yes, I would think these are the things. You would have to love her, and you would also have, she would have to have like a pretty face, or
she has a really soft mouth.
Okay, there you go. You just close your eyes and pretend it's a Laotian boy. Or Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
What did I say
at
first?
Laotian boy.
Oh, yeah. I meant Cindy Crawford. There you go.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Help me, I'm grafted to a boiler again.
Oh, it's Clarence. Hi, the ticket.
Hey, never mind the feces. I could live with that. What about her feminine hygiene?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wonder if the curtains were grafted together.
I had to have grafted. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I want to vote for Michael Moore.
Okay. Hi, the ticket. The ticket.
Yeah, I want to comment on this fat people program that I... Hello?
Yeah, you're on here.
Yeah, I think the U.S. government needs to set up this program where instead of claiming disability, they need to apply and claim their worthiness to society. And if they're not worthy to our society, we should go ahead and put them to sleep like a dog or something.
Seems kind of insensitive, don't you think?
I think you're brilliant, sir.
I don't think so. I mean, they're just taking up taxpayers' dollars.
Yeah, but
this guy's a visionary, Gordon.
There is something to if they're not contributing to anything. I mean, you can still be fat and, I don't know, what? Lick envelopes for the government, or...
They probably go on disability before they're fat and get fat while they're on disability.
How? How do they have enough food if they're on disability
to
get fat?
Sedimentary lifestyle, and all you do is eat and sit there.
The sedimentary lifestyle.
That's like when you...
Don't they drag quite rock to that?
Old ocean...
Yeah, old ocean beds. Hi, the ticket.
Yeah, okay, what if the girl is in a perfectly clean 4-star hotel room, there's no feces, she's beautiful, she looks exactly like Cindy Crawford, then would you?
Well, sir, I don't think you understand.
That's like a Jeff Crilly hypothetical.
Okay, well, what if she has AIDS, but you don't know it?
Still, yes.
Still, you would.
Me too, probably.
Would you do a girl that had AIDS but you didn't know it?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Someone call for a Laotian boy?
Oh, yeah, Laotian boy. Hey,
you're a little late.
You're a little late.
No.
We already finished.
Yeah. Can you still speak Laotian?
No.
You can't?
No.
Why not?
My mouth is sealed shut.
Sealed shut? How are you speaking to us now?
My nose.
You're speaking through your nose?
My ear.
How long have you lived in America?
9.
9 years?
No.
9 months?
9 days?
9.
Oh, 9. You there, Laotian boy?
Yes.
Okay, so, how old are you?
9.
He's 9 years old. I don't think he understands English too well, Dave. All right, Laotian boy, we got to go.
Hey, John, we were set.
What?
I'll stop by if you get a chance. All right, bye. Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Are you letting me...
I had that. It's 11:10 on Sports Radio 13th in the ticket.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK Sherman Denison. KTDK Sanger. This month at Guy's Night Out, Sports Radio 13:10 the ticket is going for the gold, silver, and bronze as we play the Ticket Olympics. Thursday, August 19th at K Buffalo and Addison, P1 Olympic hopefuls are put to the test in events such as the Give It To Me Lance Interpretive Dance, a Put It All on the Table Pie Munch, and Head to Chest competition in the Cup Size versus IQ Quiz. All the ticket guys will be on hand to judge the events and pass out valuable gold, silver, and bronze prizes to the winners and the losers. Plus, free food, drink specials, and roundtable comments from our own Ticket Olympic team. From the station that keeps the eternal sports flame burning, Sports Radio 1310. E-Break.
All right.
right, there's a win.
Hey,
oh, shit,
hey,
doggy dog.
This.
Huh?
This is a ripoff.
I know.
This is a ripoff.
Yeah.
It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah.
All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this, yes. I got a question for y'all people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all gonna find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing the number, what they nominated song times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated Foo Fighters with 11 times Grammy winning Chick Corea.
He does two what?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I love Snoop. Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off.
Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
Hey, you, sitting there at the computer, ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norit's tankless water heaters. Norit's tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norit's tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to noritsamerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norit's is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait for your next cold shower. Go right now to noritsamerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norit's Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their communities. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to noritsamerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norit's tankless gas water heaters.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 177 17 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun. Fun for the P1.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH. Socket, to bacteria and algae.
To speak to someone at the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
Take a picture. Hey now, Mike Reiner of the Hardline here, a very satisfied customer of Autoflex leasing. I'm on my second lease with Autoflex now because the first one was so perfect. When I was in the market for a new ride the first time, I did what I've always done in the past. I visited several dealers, talked to plenty of salespeople, tried to get the best deal I could find, then I made a call to Autoflex leasing. Just like you, I'd heard the commercials, I knew that Autoflex leasing had more than 50 lease programs to choose from. I wasn't sure they could give me the best price, but I figured what I had to lose. Well, sure enough, Autoflex Leasing came up with a much better deal than I'd found on my own, and the best part, it was painless. I got the exact car I was hoping for, and I saved both money and time. Give Autoflex Leasing a call today. The number is easy to remember, 234-1234, in either the 972 or 817 area code. Autoflex Leasing. Find out what I did. Nobody can lease you a car better than Autoflex Leasing. Nobody.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Tiger Woods is almost half at the halfway point of his third round of the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits. The sticker brought to you by the Men's Warehouse and Texas Land and Cattle. So far today, Tiger is 2-under through 9 holes and 2-under for the championship. Your co-leader is Dallas' own Justin Leonard, who is 9-under through 2 rounds, tied with Vijay Singh for the lead. And Justin talks about how he gets past the beauty of Whistling Straits.
Visually, the golf course is very intimidating, especially the first time you come play it. And there's so much to look at out there. And I think as the week's gone on, I've been able to whittle away the things that really aren't in play, as I think all the guys have. The
leaders tee off today at around 2 o'clock. Be sure to stay tuned to the Ticket for PGA Championship updates throughout the day. The Texas Rangers, who were 33-19 at AmeriQuest Field this season, continue their 9-game homestand tonight against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. The Texas offense has been anemic of late and will look to improve on a 5-run, 6-hit effort of last night's 5-3 win in Game 2 of a 3-game set today with the Devil Rays at 7-05. Lefty Mike Bastic will get his third start of the season as he takes a 1-1 record to the hill with a 3.86 ERA against John Halama of the Devil Rays. First pitch is at 7:05, and you can see the game on KDFI 27. And in Olympic news, Michael Phelps is making his push for a record 8 gold medals beginning today and is just moments away from his first possible gold as he is favored to win the 400-meter individual medley, which can be seen on NBC5. Our next Ticket Ticker comes your way at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Remember, the first word in Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is SPORE.
TheTicket.com.
Hendrix? No, it's not. You're supposed to correct me, Dave.
It's Ween?
Which album?
I don't know.
All right, having fun. 11:19 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You're listening to Corby and David Lane as we...
see your check.
Okay.
That's an expense check.
So you want to see my paycheck?
Yeah.
Chocolate and Cheese.
What's that? That's the name of the song, Chocolate and Cheese?
The name of the album, Chocolate and Cheese.
Oh. You want to compare paychecks, David?
Yeah.
No. So why are people so secretive about their pay?
Because it's personal.
Why can't they just kind of pay everyone generally the same amount?
Because not everyone deserves the same amount.
Well, I know. Well, I mean, the people who don't deserve the same amount and don't pay them the same amount. Like, if you're fat or something like that, you shouldn't get as nice a paycheck. I just don't understand, and I know I've talked about it on the air a million times, why in the entertainment business we're allowed to know what everyone makes. But yet, in people who cover the entertainment business, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, it's extremely confidential whenever you get into a corporate environment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some places, if you even ask, like, the HR person, hey, what does so-and-so make?
You can get fired? You can
get fired.
Wow. Didn't someone at one point publish all the TV people in Dallas-Fort Worth's salary? It somehow got out there?
I don't remember that.
I thought they had. That'd be an interesting list to see. If anyone still has that, it's from about 3 years ago, I think. I think it was in the Observer or something. Email it to me, gordon@gordonkeith.com. I think that'd be exciting to find out about. Okay, David.
You want to hear a story about a guy who gave up completely?
Yes.
This isn't a completely dramatic give up, but it's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty hardcore. This is from New York State, actually in Long Island. The police are chasing this guy, Yassin Abdul Mateen, 32-year-old guy. A Friday night, they see him driving erratically at just after midnight.
Uh-huh.
So they turn on their lights and they try and pull him over. Well, instead of pulling over, he takes off, kind of leads them on a short chase. He ends up turning down a private driveway off the street, and he drives down this driveway. I guess it's maybe kind of an estate. It's a longer drive.
Uh-huh.
Goes down the driveway, pulls off the driveway, and drives into a backyard pond. And so police jump out of the car, and they try and get him out of his car as it's sinking in the pond. Well, as it's sinking in the pond, he decides to whip out his crack pipe and try and light his crack pipe
one last time.
He couldn't light it, and the police bash out the back window of the guy's car and drag him out as his car sinks into the pond.
Gosh. You think drugs are evil?
It can be.
What do you mean by that?
Sometimes.
Are you defending one drug but think all the rest of them should be illegal?
Some are better than others.
He was going to use the crack to fight off the police.
What's that?
He is like Popeye. He was getting crack power.
Crack and
exactly.
Jeez. You ever been busted for drugs?
Nope.
Wish Corbin was here where we could ask him the same thing.
You know the answer to that.
What is the answer to that?
I'm not saying.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Oh, hi, you're on the ticket.
This is the ghost of the couch lady.
Oh, hi, ghost of the couch lady.
I hear y'all talking about me down there.
Uh-huh.
I just want you to know I still have love in my heart for you.
Oh, good, couch lady.
I have some good qualities.
What are your good qualities?
Well, you talked about my feminine hygiene, but I make my own cheese and gravy. You want to come over for supper?
I thought you were dead.
You can still come see me. You will soon. Oh, you will.
What do you mean by that?
Little dark humor from the cast lady is all.
Oh, okay. Just a little dark humor from you. Did you have any kids or anything like that?
Well, I did. But they didn't love me.
They didn't? Why not?
Because I ate my own cheese.
I don't understand.
That I made with my privates.
So tell me about your kids. Where do they live now?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
I think Florida. Well, they might be dead now.
Really? Why would they be dead? You're only 40 years old.
Hurricane Charlie.
Oh, yeah. You don't know if the hurricane got them.
Yeah, I don't know. I hadn't seen them up here, though.
Well, why would you lay on a couch for 6 years? I mean, didn't you want to do anything with your life?
Oh, I did many things.
Like?
I ate my own cheese. Oh, that still cracks me up.
Why? It's failed to crack any of us up.
Well,
it's kind of your only joke, really.
Yeah, I was hoping you had a little bit more.
I had gravy, too.
I guess
that is true.
Oh, now Dave just now thinks it's funny.
Huh?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, this is a fat lady's couch.
Oh, it's the couch.
Yeah.
What's your perspective?
Mad.
You're mad?
My little couch leg couldn't hardly hold her up anymore.
Uh-huh.
It was painful, man. I was just praying that someday they might incinerate me along with her.
No one has anything. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Edna, the DFW.
Oh, hey, Edna, yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
How's it going?
Fine. What? Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Gordon.
That is a hell of a question.
Hi, the ticket.
Yay, yay.
Do you ever watch The Crank Anchors?
I saw it once, and I thought it was interesting the first time I saw it, and then the second time I saw it, I hated it.
Okay.
Absolutely hated it?
Yeah, I can't watch it.
Not as great as everyone's saying. Chappelle's Show, review it.
Chappelle's Show is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Not 100% gold every time, but, you know, what show is.
Right.
But as far as my favorite shows of the moment,
mm-hmm.
Chappelle's Show, The Office, and the Ollie G Show.
All right, we're going to talk about those next.
No, we're not.
The first word in Sports Radio 1310, the ticket is sports. Big sports credibility that means years of Dallas-Fort Worth sports coverage. Your gentleman, Craig Miller, 15 years each. Bob Durham and Dan McDowell, 11 years combined. Greg the Hammer Williams, over 15 years. Mike Reiner, 20 years. Norm Hiskins, 30 years. Add it all up and it's 11, 15, it's a bunch of sports. Not boring. We're not in a stuffy studio on one of the coasts. Live and local from the mothership on Maple Avenue. And serving Dallas-Fort Worth one strong B1 at a time. E-Break.
Kirk Thomas matchup against the Mavericks. Chris Arnold wins the emergency break of the week.
The Mavericks were up 32-11 in the first period. They go up by 22 in the third. The Knicks make it decent in the fourth quarter, but the Mavericks blow the Knicks out. The Knicks will be waiting. They've got this itch and stone in their memory bank. They're going to see what they're going to do tonight, J.D.
Okay,
of course, he grew up in Dallas with the Hillcrest High School, played basketball at TCU where he was an All-American, and played a little time with the Dallas Mavericks. He wants to play for the Mavericks, and he wants everybody home to say, hi, what's going on, Kurt? Back to you, J.D.
All right, Chris. I think he wants to play against the Mavericks.
That's what he meant, I'm sure.
And then they laugh. Oh, golly. Congratulations, Chris.
And going back to that first phrase, I guess that first matchup between the Knicks and Mavericks was just a lewd game because the Knicks came back and made it decent.
Yeah, I know. The Mavericks had made it a little too dirty. And they came back and made it decent.
How do Norwich tankless water heaters work?
Norwich water heaters work on demand. They only heat water when necessary. When a hot water fixture is open or a hot water is required by an appliance, the heater will sense the demand and heat water accordingly.
What's the difference between a storage tank water heater and a tankless water heater?
Tank water heaters store and heat water at all times, thus incurring higher operating costs, whereas tankless water heaters only heat water as needed. In addition, tank heaters have a limited supply of hot water, while tankless heaters provide an unlimited supply of hot water.
How much money can be saved if a Norwich tankless water heater is used in place of a storage tank?
The California Energy Commission estimates that a water heater uses approximately 25% of all energy consumed by any household. Using a Norwich tankless water heater will allow a home to use up to 50% less energy for water heating, which can cost up to hundreds of dollars per year. Now that you know the facts, log on to NorwichAmerica.com for info on how you can own your own Norwich. That's NorwichAmerica.com. Norwich. Always hot.
Family fun for the P1 is what Adventure Landing in Dallas is all about. If you've never been to Adventure Landing, you don't know what you're missing. Experience the thrill of an IndyCar race on the Adventure Landing go-kart track. Then head over to the batting cages and try your hand at softball or baseball. Or take a swing on any one of the three miniature golf courses. Adventure Landing has an action-packed game room and a laser tag arena. Great food and prizes are always part of the fun. And it's affordably priced. Break out of the routine. Get over to Adventure Landing in Dallas today, located at 17717 Coit Road, just off the George Bush Turnpike. For more information, call 972-248-4653. Hey, P1, don't miss the P1 go-kart race on Saturday, July 31st. You can win huge prizes, such as Texas Motor Speedway passes, sports equipment, gift certificates to Fogo de Chão, and much more. No additional fees apply. Call 972-248-4653 for more details. Adventure Landing, it's family fun. Fun for the P1.
It's okay to have dragons, ducks, and beach balls in your pool, but not bacteria and algae. I'm Rick, the lifeguard. I want to jump in with some tips on keeping your pool free and clear of bacteria and algae. You need to shock once a week with a shock like Super Socket or Socket. It's shocking news, but most other shocks are just a fizzle. They fall below pool industry standards for available chlorine. Super Socket and Socket shock brands from HTH meet or surpass industry standards. Blitz bacteria. Wipe out algae. By morning, your pool is so sparkling, so pure and clean, you'll jump right in. Oops, watch out for the ducks and dragons.
For more clean pool tips, call 800-POOL-987 or surf over to our website, archwaterworks.com.
Stock up on Super Socket and Socket shock brand from HTH. Socket to bacteria and algae.
$5 and $50 rebate, respectively. Gift card, fulfill through mailing rebate. 2-year service agreement required. See program.
Hi, can I ask you where you're going?
Yeah, we're going to Spaghetti Warehouse for dinner.
Yeah, I only take your places where I can get a really good discount, and if I show my dark pass, I get a great deal.
Yeah, it's an awesome deal.
Uh-huh. For the meal or for your boyfriend? Well, let me ask you this. Do you two ride dark when there's not a dinner involved?
Yeah, it gives him time to look in the guide for the next time he takes me out for dinner, right?
Yeah.
Ah, I like your angle. Well, there you have it. Here's the deal. With over 500 participating locations all over the Metroplex, you just walk in and show them your dark pass. Visit dark.org for a complete listing of dark destination partners and new boyfriends. Wait a second. Hey, excuse me. Can I ask you how you're getting to all the great destination deals?
I ride the dark monorail.
Oh, I like that name, monorail.
The monorail. It sounds so fancy and futuristic.
Yeah, it really does. But some folks still like to call it a train. You know, she may be on something. Plus, it's...
People do crazy stuff. They turn up driving a car they've reported stolen. They claim the same repair on the same car two or three times over. Keep a neck brace in the glove box.
Dominic Bianco investigates fraud for the Allstate Insurance Company.
But it's the big timers you really develop a hunger for. Clinics that claim millions for phony medical treatment. Auto theft rings that export stolen cars on cargo ships. They're the kind of cases where the paper chase takes years of meticulous work.
Last year, Dominic's unit uncovered an estimated $300 million in insurance fraud.
We sued one clinic for $15 million. Keeping a lid on fraud helps us keep a lid on what you pay for insurance.
Lots of companies sell insurance, but no one has people like Allstate.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Mine.
Allstate Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. And wherever good people are keeping an eye on things.
You need to know it. America's local broadcasters, committed to our community. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
The Metroplex is in a frenzy in anticipation for tonight's preseason opener against the Houston Texans. This ticker brought to you by TiVo and Toyota of Dallas. The Cowboys have many new faces in the backfield this year, but they won't be able to do anything if the offensive line can't offer any protection. And the tuna talks about his young right tackles.
Rodgers is a little more ready in the passing game than Peterman. Peterman looks like he's pretty well ready in the running game. Now, Peterman has a broken finger, too, so he's struggling with that a little bit.
Tonight's game kicks off at 7 at Reliant Stadium in Houston and can be seen on Channel 11 later tonight. Your Texas Rangers will try to make it 2 straight over the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. The Rangers will start lefty Mike Bassett for the third time this season. He'll try to do better than his last outing Monday against Baltimore, where he gave up 5 runs in 4 2/3 innings. Tonight, the D-Rays throw lefty John Halama, who is 3-5 with a 5.94 ERA in his career against Texas. And at the PGA Championships, Tiger Woods is 3-under through 10 holes. But nobody that's teed off today is having a day quite like Steve Flesch, who is 5-under through 16 holes and is 4-under for the tournament. The leaders will tee off later this afternoon at 2 o'clock. This ticket ticker is a service of Napa Auto Parts. Make sure your car keeps cool this summer. Stop by Napa and get $2 off a gallon of Napa antifreeze or coolant. After mail-in rebate, Napa, get the good stuff. Our next ticket ticker comes your way at 11:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dallas Morning News baseball writer Evan Grant joins Bad Radio to talk about the great game, Wednesday and weekend. Brought to you by Bob's Steak and Chop House on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What? It's 11:34 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hey, P1, boy, do I have an announcement for you. I'm going to be up at Team Bonner Chevrolet today between 2 and 4 p.m.
That's up in 1700 country, right?
Yes, it is, in Denison. You know, we don't make it up there too very often, and a lot of P1s who've always wanted to come to a ticket event, come out to Team Bonner Chevy. It's on Eisenhower. Best way to get there, if you're coming from Dallas, let's say, you go up 75 Central, you exit 66. That's the actual exit number. This is the Eisenhower exit. And you go east, and Team Bonner's a couple miles down there on the right.
So that's way past McKinney, right?
Yeah. And I'll be up there from 2 to 4 today. So come on out to Team Bonner. We're going to have some ticket T-shirts. We have ticket chicks Tamara. I don't know how you pronounce it.
I don't know.
And Claudia, which is... Corby's favorite.
Yeah.
Claudia with the blonde hair and the big baby feeders. Yes, indeed. So 2 to 4 today at Team Bonner. Come out and see me. Get some ticket prizes. All right, Dave. Chinese guy.
Yeah. Chinese guys are weird.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
They just are. I mean, people in general are weird.
Okay.
Chinese guys especially. So this guy...
Why, because of their attraction to scat porn?
That's more Japanese, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
This guy, Chai Hua Wu, he's studying English at Lewis Clark State College in Idaho.
He doesn't justify it.
His feces?
What? Go ahead, Dave.
So, I guess it's his birthday's... His girlfriend's birthday.
Okay.
And so he's trying to figure out, how can I impress this girl? Something that, you know...
We all go through.
We all wonder, you know, especially if you're just entering the relationship, you know, maybe things are in their infant stages.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really trying to wow this girl.
Right.
So he decides to...
What's the stupidest thing you've ever done to wow a girl or woo a girl? Write her a poem?
No. I was always a mixtape kind of guy.
Oh, David, no. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a nerd.
I made you a mixtape. Here you go. Listen to it in your car and think about me. All these songs have something to do with you and us.
Oh, vomit. So this guy, Mr. Wu, brings his girlfriend to the parking lot at the school, I think. And he had arranged in the parking lot, rolled up clothes, spelling happy birthday in Chinese.
Yuck.
And the clothes were doused in lamp oil.
Oh, no.
And he set fire to them. So I guess it was like a celebration. There's not necessarily a tradition of fiery displays... in Chinese, but
okay,
this was his way of showing devotion to his woman.
Fair enough.
So then, I guess, after he set it on fire, look what I've done for you.
He
couldn't get the fire out. So the fire department comes, and they pull up, and they see this Wu guy jumping up and down, stomping on the clothes, trying to put him out. So they get a fire extinguisher and put them all out. He wasn't ticketed, unbelievably. They didn't ticket him, but the fire chief was questioned as to whether or not the girlfriend was impressed, and she wasn't.
Oh, no.
He went through all that trouble for nothing.
Poor guy. Well.
So he's still Chinese, and he probably doesn't have a girlfriend anymore.
That's the story? No one died?
No, no one died.
No one got AIDS? No one gayed out?
No.
Did you see the guy, we did the story on the morning show about the guy, I think it was in Florida too, that was injecting other men with AIDS?
Yeah, that was a follow-up, wasn't it? Did he get convicted or something?
He plea bargained.
He's the guy who had the love swing in his garage.
Yes.
And he would lure young men to his place.
Yes, off the internet, and then
get him drunk, get him in his love swing.
Yep. Get him in the love swing, and then he and his friends would take turns having sex with the person who was harnessed up. And then
he'd bust out the AIDS syringe.
Yeah. He'd bust out the syringe and that was tainted with AIDS and inject him with AIDS, I guess for a second time.
Just to make sure that in case the first time didn't catch.
In case it didn't take. Ugh.
Are you guaranteed, if you're injected with AIDS blood, to get AIDS?
Yes.
100%.
100%. Yep.
Even just a little bit.
Even just a little bit.
Like one tiny drop.
You're going to get AIDS. Right.
Even if one single AIDS gets in your bloodstream,
right,
it'll multiply into a billion AIDS.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It clones itself.
That's crazy.
So it's kind of genius on that guy's part. I don't have a sex harness in my garage, and I'd love to have one. Where do you buy it? Can you buy a sex harness in town? Like at, I don't know, New Fine Arts or something? They sell romantic aids, romantic, I guess, devices, such as?
I don't know.
Sex harnesses?
You know, there's like the condom scents and Priscilla's.
Right.
But I don't think they have anything that's that extensive because all those places, at least in Dallas, they have to have stickers on all their little marital aids that they're novelty items,
mm-hmm.
you know, cake toppers or personal massagers or whatever.
Right.
So I don't think that there's any way they could get away with having a sex harness.
It's a cake topper. It's a 120-pound cake topper.
So I guess you probably have to get it online or out of a catalog.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
How's it going, guys?
It's going well.
Warren, I think you're the greatest, man.
Oh, thank you.
For the ticket.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
I just like looking at him.
You talking about the LED show, man?
Yeah.
That's the props, man. Reno 911, have y'all seen that?
That's funny, too. That's a funny show. Have you seen Reno 911?
Yeah, it's okay. I think it tries too hard.
I've seen some really hilarious stuff on there.
My favorite part of Ali G's show is Borat, the guy from...
He has, three characters?
Three characters. He has Ali G, who is a, rapper. And then he has, I can't remember the name of the guy. But
he plays
the gay fashion...
Gay?
Yeah, the gay fashion... host, like television host, and then he has Borat, who's from Kazakhstan.
This guy's British, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Borat, man, that guy freaking treats women like crap.
Yeah, he says, in Kazakhstan, favorite pastimes are handball, sheep herding, and rape.
Oh my God.
So he goes to a self-defense class. And he's talking to this, sensei, and he says, what is best way to silence a woman? I'm like, well, I think, we let them speak their minds in this country. And he's just like, I don't know. That's weird.
Hi, you're on the ticket. All right.
Time for a break.
All right. David, coming up next. Did you know that Ticket Sports Saturday is celebrating a very special day?
Is it really?
Yes.
Olympic coverage?
Details on it next.
Starting quarterback Quincy Carter got cut.
Just a ticket?
Yeah.
My favorite radio station.
Let's see. Q Card declares the ticket is his favorite radio station one day and gets cut the next. Coincidence? We think not.
I think that we should leave it at it just was not a difficult decision.
Breaking Cowboys quarterback news first, guaranteed. Sports Radio 1310, theticket.com.
Hello to all you pickup fans out there. There's a ton of pickups on the road, lots of them cruising around the highways. And for all those people driving in pickup trucks right now, you might want to start thinking about Toyota, if you haven't already. Because Toyota, they build a better truck, their trucks have better gas mileage, they look better on the road, it's a better overall product. And if you're in the mood for a little bit smaller of a pickup truck, why not check out the Toyota Tacoma? Runs like a dream, gets phenomenal gas mileage, very sleek, very tight, a nice, nice vehicle. For a limited time, you can also get $1,500 cash back on a 2004 Tacoma. That's $1,500 to pocket or use as a down payment, whatever you want. Or you can get 0% financing, and you can save absolutely thousands in interest charges. It's Toyota, which means it's going to last you a long, long time. So check it out. If you're cruising around the highway and you see that North Texas Toyota dealer sign right up there, stop in. If you're in Grapevine, go visit Burt King at Texas Toyota. Or if you're in Fort...
E-break.
All right, there's a win.
Yeah,
it's Snoop Doggy Dogg. Huh?
This is a rip-off.
I know.
This is a rip-off.
Yeah.
It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah.
All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this, yes. I got a question for y'all people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all gonna find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing the number what they nominated song times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated Foo Fighters with 11 times Grammy winner Chick Corea.
He does two what?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I love Snoop. Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off.
Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
Hey, you, sitting there at the computer. Ever attempt to take a long, leisurely shower and run out of hot water just as you got all lathered up? Well, cold showers are a thing of the past with Norit's tankless water heaters. Norit's tankless water heaters never run out of hot water. They're easy to install, eco-friendly, and energy efficient, so you can save money. The Norit's tankless water heater can save up to 50% per month in gas water heating bills. Go to noritsamerica.com and check it out. The compact design allows installation virtually anywhere, indoor or out. And Norit's is the number one tankless water heater in the world. Don't wait till your next cold shower. Go right now to noritsamerica.com and check out the full line of tankless gas water heaters. Norit's Corporation is shaping the future of heating water in the United States, and they're committed to providing top-of-the-line products and services to their communities. It's a tankless job, but somebody's got to do it. Go to noritsamerica.com and no more cold showers, unless you need one. Norit's tankless gas water heaters.
Free calling available from our own network. Coverage includes owned and roam areas, $75 monthly regulatory programs, fee and other charges and restrictions per line apply.
This is Kevin Scott. Join me and Studer later on today from noon to 6 for Ticket Sports Saturday. We'll be getting you ready for the Cowboys scrimmage with the Texans. First time they'll take the field, and we'll be previewing that all day long. Also be covering the PGA Championship, the plan up in Wisconsin, and we will give you updates on that throughout the day, as well as a wrap-up show on that at around 4:30 with Rick Arnett of the Teabag. Also, we'll be previewing the Rangers game with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. They'll take the field at 7.
Go my dart pass. I get a great deal.
Yeah, it's an awesome deal.
Uh-huh. For the meal or for your boyfriend? Well, let me ask you this. Do you do ride darts when there's not a dinner involved?
Yeah, it gives him time to look in the guide for the next time he takes me out for dinner, right?
Yeah.
Ah, I like your angle.
Well, there you have it. Here's the deal. With over 500 participating locations all over the Metroplex, you just walk in and show them your dart pass. Visit dart.org for a complete listing of dart destination partners and new boyfriends. Wait a second. Excuse me. Can I ask you how you're getting to all the great destination deals?
I ride the dart monorail.
Oh, I like that name, monorail.
The monorail. It sounds so fancy and futuristic.
Yeah, it really does, but some folks still like to call it train. You know, she may be on something. Plus, it's really easy to connect from one place to another. From bus to train, vice versa. Dart, we'll take you there, and then we'll take you somewhere else you can save.
I'm Sean Bass. Why does Bill want everyone to calm down? Find out next on the Ticket Ticker.
At Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, we'd like to know what makes you a good, strong P1.
Because I love sports and I like to...
Yes?
No, I mean...
Go on.
I like to meet people who know sports, too.
So if you'd like to hang out with people who know sports, too, put all your radios on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Listen all day long and you'll be a sweet, clean P1.
Thank you.
Thank you.
TheTicket.com.
The Ticket.
Ticket, ticket!
Your Dallas Cowboys continue their heated rivalry with the Houston Texans tonight as Dallas opens up their preseason schedule. This ticker brought to you by the Crest Auto Group and TiVo. There are many positions and roster spots up for grab this preseason, and many players might be a little tense heading into tonight, but Parcells tells everyone to chill out.
Hey, it's just football. Just run and hit. Relax. Play your own game. Don't play anybody else's. Don't get distracted. Be ready to play fast.
Tonight's game begins at 7 at Reliance Stadium in Houston. You can check out tonight's game on TV on KTVT Channel 11. And now a PGA Championship update brought to you by Norris and North Texas Nissan.
From Whistling Straits Golf Club in Kohler, Wisconsin, Westwood One presents the special report on the 86th PGA Championship. Hi, everybody. I'm Tommy Tighe. Singing in the main event, the Tour's top money winner has an Achilles heel, not in his game, but in deciding what flat stick to use.
I mean, you cannot win majors if you don't putt well, and that's why I've changed putters to try to improve that part of my game.
Which has been very good here, as usual. Vijay Singh tied for the top with Justin Leonard at -9. That's one better than Ernie Els, Briony Barrett, and Darren Clark. Already making a dent in the morning. Steve Flesch, the day's best round going ahead. To 18. Mitch Goch is watching him at the home hole.
Left-hander now putting for his sixth birdie of the day, a bogey-free round from just about 50 feet here at the home hole. It's coming up a rise. It's a double breaker. This ball is now working its way down towards the hole. The pace is good, but he's going to miss to the right by about 4 feet. Steve Flesch will have that for a 500 par 67.
Making him 400 for the championship, he's tied with Tiger Woods, also at that figure through 11 holes. This is Westwood One's coverage of the PGA Championship.
In order to succeed in the software business, you need to understand two things.
software, and business. And no one understands both of them better than Computer Associates. For almost three decades, CA has been a leader in innovative security, infrastructure, and storage software. But more importantly, we've always known what matters most for successful businesses. That's why we're committed to helping our clients maximize their resources by cutting costs, decreasing waste, and increasing ROI. To find out more, go to ca.com/radio today.
Have you heard the news about liquid Pepto-Bismol? Now it comes in delicious cherry flavor. For nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. New cherry Pepto. Five stomach problems, one great new taste. New cherry Pepto. Now pink tastes even better than you think. You have directed. Pepto's gone cherry. Great new taste.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, where we just think that, yeah.
Another reminder, I'm going to be at Team Bonner Chevy in Denison today from 2 until 4. We'll have ticket chicks out there. And ticket t-shirts and all kinds of fun and happy. And Dave Lane, what are you doing today?
Going to the Cure concert.
You like that new album?
It's good. It really is. You know, I remember saying before it came out that I didn't see a need for any more Cure albums. That, you know, their back catalog was plenty. And most of their stuff from the 90s was crap. Although Blood Flowers was pretty good. But it's a tremendous record. It really is.
When did Fascination Street come out? Was that the name of the album?
No, it was Disintegration.
Disintegration.
That was 89. That was their last really good album. But, you know, Blood Flowers was okay, and then this most recent one is really, really good.
How many albums did they have in the 90s?
I think Wish and Glore, and then like a Best Of with a couple new tracks maybe.
Is Depeche Mode still together?
Yeah, I don't know. I think David Gahan put out a solo record a year or two ago.
And he tried to commit suicide, right?
Yeah. You know what's funny? If you want a good laugh...
Commit suicide?
Yeah. But also, Big Gay Manny, the self-hating Indian that we talked about earlier in the show, my friend.
He's gay, too?
Well, that's what Corby calls him, Big Gay Manny.
Oh.
I was over at his place about a month or so ago, and he collects DVDs. He loves, you know, any music DVD, any, anything related to any band that he likes. And so he had Depeche Mode 101, you know, the big concert documentary film that came out, I guess, maybe around 90 or something. And it is, you know, presented so serious, you know, like... Whoever made the movie is doing this homage to Depeche Mode. And, you know, they handpick, like, six or eight kids, you know, huge Depeche Mode fans at the beginning of the tour to go on tour with Depeche Mode. Like, they have their own separate bus. And so it kind of follows the band. It also follows these kids. And it's like Spinal Tap. It is so hilarious.
Really?
Yeah. It is so funny. You know... Like, they're backstage before a show, and David Gahan is, you know, his brooding self, you know, and you see Martin Gore, like, putting on his little leather hot pants and leather suspenders and his little black hat. Just the gayest little outfit you've ever seen. And then, you know, David Gahan is, you know, laying back on this leather couch, and he's like, you know, I don't know what I would do if I was ever put in the situation, but I honestly think that I could kill someone.
Oh, my gosh.
He's just so deep, man. He's so tortured. Oh, it's a really funny watch.
I'll have to see that.
If you're a Depeche Mode fan, it's kind of fun to see them back in the heyday.
But they're one of those groups where I never remember hearing that they broke up.
They just kind of petered out. That last record that they had, Exciter, wasn't really worth much.
What about Erasure? Are they still around?
Yeah, I think so. I think they put out a record of, like, cover songs not long ago. I never, yeah. I never was much of an Erasure fan. They were too gay.
You think?
Yeah.
Isn't that guy used to wear, he'd wear a skirt?
Yeah, he would wear dresses and prance around.
Hmm. All right, well, we got Ticket Sports Saturday coming up, don't we?
Yep. And yeah. What is their big announcement?
I don't know. They're not in here. They're not in here, so I don't know exactly what they're going to say.
Are you trying to coax them in here?
Yeah, let's see what they have to say.
Who is on Ticket Sports Saturday today?
I'm assuming
is it
it's
Richie Kevin, the normal duo. Who is it? It's Kevin
and Scooter.
Scooter.
Well, come in here, Scooter. Hey, Kev.
What's up, Kev?
There's sweet Kev there.
Scooter in the Michigan hat.
Kevin Scott.
Hey, Kevin, do you live with that girlfriend of yours, Kevin, or do you have your own place? He's not talking for some reason.
I'm yelling at the mic if you want.
Yeah.
We on?
Where do you live?
My own place.
Does she still have a skin graft on her leg?
Yeah.
Where she got stuck to a couch?
Yeah, it didn't scab up and fall off. No, you're confusing stories.
Oh.
And my girlfriend didn't have her ass grafted to a couch because she continually defecated in it for 6 years. That was a nice story, wasn't
she
it?
Didn't? Would you break up with her if
no,
she did?
3 years. Would I break up with her?
Yeah.
It depends. I don't know. You could still do it. You know, what the heck?
Yeah.
She can't go anywhere.
Yeah, you'd have your freedom. She couldn't, track you down or anything.
Exactly. It's hard to spy on you when
you're grafted to a couch.
Because of poop.
Yeah. What do you think, Stu?
I'd offer.
Offer?
Yeah.
Really? Just put a gun to her head?
No, I'd just divorce her, get rid of her, and find something younger and better.
Oh, geez, Stu,
I had no idea that Stu was so shallow.
Yeah, he's really shallow.
Sorry.
Really shallow. Now, what do you guys have coming up on the show today?
A lot of sports.
Big announcement today, right?
Really?
For what? I thought you guys had a big announcement.
I thought you did.
Oh, I thought you guys did.
No.
I thought they did.
A big announcement.
Hmm.
Which one of you guys
had a big announcement? I thought
that was an empty tease.
Didn't Corby have the big announcement today?
I think so. Is Corby coming back on?
Yeah, I think he's going to be on at 110 with us, maybe.
I thought there was going to be a big announcement. I guess I was mistaken. Aren't you guys going to talk Olympic opening ceremony coverage?
We may gloss over that.
Did you talk about it? Did you see it?
No.
Have any events taken place yet?
Yes.
Who won?
Do we have a medal count? An up-to-the-minute medal count?
Not yet, but it's possible that Michael Phelps is his final of one of his swimming events takes place right about now, I think.
Hey, he won? We just heard that he won.
Oh,
he won a gold medal.
Yeah, and we will have an hourly Bob Huggins update, too.
Oh, good. I know Stu is very touched by the life of Bob Huggins.
I have been.
You're supposed to see every hour just how he is.
Yeah, make sure he's still alive at every hour.
Well, why was Corby in New York? I joined in. Why was he there for a concert?
Yeah, he's doing the Grateful Dead show up there. He's attending it.
I thought he was going. He's not going up to Vermont for the Fish is doing their last concert. They did it last night. Is that correct?
Oh, really?
I thought you guys would be recording.
By the way, up to the minute medal count. China and Russia are in the lead with 3 apiece.
Dang it.
Man, we better get them in here.
Gotta catch them.
USA's got 2 medals, 1 gold and 1 silver.
Failing.
Hey, that Jenny Finch is good looking.
Yes.
Is she the...
Is she really tall, though?
Softball.
She's a softball pitcher,
right?
Yeah, she is hot.
She is really hot. I need to post some pictures of her up on GordonKeefe.com. I got some interesting ones.
I'd love to see her.
Think she could... to a couch.
Hey, think she could pinch your member off if she wanted to?
Yeah. Or pitch your member off.
All right, it's 11:59 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Thanks to everyone who was a part of the rant. Ticket Sports Saturday coming up next.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up to the second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ticket Sports Saturday.
It is 12 o'clock, and this is Ticket Sports Saturday. Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Scott.
Good afternoon. I'm Stuart Suter.
Ah, Suter. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kevin. How are you, my friend?
Doing fine.
Good.
Doing fine. Good to have you in the house this afternoon.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
On this very, very sporty Saturday. And we're looking forward to a big afternoon of sports.
A lot of stuff going on. The Olympics just got underway, and as Dave Lane reported very well, the Olympic count for the United States. Hey, we've won two medals already, and we're going to be able to give you an update a little bit later on exactly who won those for the United States.
Should we have him as our Olympic correspondent?
Hmm.
It's just a thought.
Interesting, Mike.
I thought he did a real good job reporting who had won medals so far.
No question. Great job.
All right.
We might have to do that.
Well, it's worth considering. It's worth considering. Yeah, that's one of the things that we're going to do today on Ticket Sports Saturday. We're going to keep you updated on who's won medals. Who's lost medals? Who's choked? I just saw a headline. I was.
You want printing the actual medal? You want to know who won?
Well, I was printing off the internet earlier today, and I saw the headline that someone in fencing had blown their chance at a gold medal.
Oh, I hate when that happens. But for the Americans, Michael Phelps got off to a very fast start today. He was he won the 400 meter individual medley in world record time. And in second place was Eric Vent, his U.S. teammate. So that's how we were able to account for our two medals so far, one gold and one silver in the 400-meter individual medley. And for all you that don't know, Michael Phelps is a swimmer. Swimming.
Trying to 100-meter vegetable medley, is that what it was? Is that what you said?
No. No, individual medley, 400-meter. But he's chasing the thing with Michael Phelps is he's chasing Mark Spitz's record of seven gold medals.
Now, he has a chance at eight. Is that right?
If he takes part in all the relay events, he will have a shot at eight Olympic gold medals. Thanks, Norm.
Mark Spitz strikes me as one of the